Good afternoon. It's 2:58 p.m. on February 20th, 2012. A Monday. Yes, I'm sure today. I know what day of the week it is. It's a Monday. So it's mid-afternoon. It's closer to 3 than 2. I actually set out to start walking at 2 o'clock, and it's almost 3 o'clock before I start recording. So it goes. I needed to put a roast in to bake for dinner. And that took longer than I thought it was going to. I thought, oh, just, you know, peel it out and slap it in the pan, throw it in the oven. Not quite that easy. However, I did get it done. And so I'm out walking. So the topic du jour, I don't know. I don't really have a topic. That's one of the problems. Probably should have a set of topics for this, like in my pocket. Let's see, today is Monday, so we're going to talk about something or other. That would require too much planning on my part. I do need to get the presentation ready for Northern Colorado Writers, because that's going to happen next Monday, the 27th. I have to get that done so that I'll have something to do for 2 hours standing up in front of a group of people. I don't know how many have signed up for it, if anybody, but we'll see. Let's see what else. The workshop. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not. I don't know that I did. I've been thinking about the workshop, and as those of you who follow along in my walk know, I thought, this is not what I signed up for. This is not what I thought it was going to be. This is not something that I really want to do. I want to write. I don't want to sit and listen to you talk. Whine. And the more I thought about it, and I have a friend who talks some sense into me, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought, well, I've already committed to cash. The time is already marked off on the calendar. The downside is just the transportation aspect of it, trying to get there, trying to get a printer there. And the reality is, for about $50, I can have a printer drop shipped there, printer shipping and all. Maybe even throw in a couple reams of paper. So that's really kind of stupid, if that's my only obstacle. The fact that most of these people are, at least the ones that we've seen so far, seriously, I can't really, one of the problems here is that I really am in no position to judge. I've read some of this stuff, and I really can't get through it, a lot of it. I picked up a couple of samples. I didn't see anything that I wanted to get the book for. Some of it I only went through the first couple of pages, and I'm reading on my phone, and it's pretty iffy. And pretty much all the stuff that I've seen is sales ranks in the 100,000s or higher. There's a couple that were in the 600,000s. It's like you sell a book a month to get above 100,000. So these are people who don't sell books at all. And looking at their samples, I think I know why. So is it really, you know, the reason they're going to this workshop is to get better. And so, you know, that's kind of mean of me to say I'm not going to go because these people are just a bunch of pogues, when I probably am just a pogue myself. I have books that sell. I have books that outsell Dean and Chris, at least for a short period of time. So, what's the worst that can happen is really I spend the money, I go there, and it's a complete waste of time. But it's a week away, focused on writing. I'm not sure how that can be a waste of time, as long as I bring back more words than I took. And since I'm supposed to be writing 2,000 or 3,000 words a day there, which is like a couple of hours worth of work, I can't imagine that it's going to be all that grueling, other than having to sit through the remedial character and setting stuff. And the upside is pretty much, you know, I have such low... This is going to sound really terrible. I have such low expectations that the upside is pretty much unlimited, because, you know, I could learn something. Heaven knows I don't have all the answers. I barely know any interesting questions when it comes to writing. So I might learn something. I might come away with knowledge that's worth $1,000. That's going to cost me in money and the emotional toll that will be exacted here for my being absent for a week. So, on the grand scheme of things, the idea that I lost my ride and the printer means I just have to find some other way to get there, and I need to find some other way to get a printer there. And getting a printer there is really, if I can get the address from them, that'll work out okay. And then all I have to do when I get there is plug it in and turn it on. With any luck at all, it'll work. So, beyond that, car, I have to get from the airport somewhere, either from Portland or Eugene to Lincoln City. I think most people are going into Portland. I was planning on flying into Eugene. There's a flight that lands at 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. I have to be in Lincoln City by 7 p.m. on Saturday night. So that would work pretty well, actually, depending. And I'll get a week away. I'll get a week at a writing retreat. And if it's bad, I won't go again. I'll know better. And if it's good, well, maybe I'll do another one. Who knows? Maybe I'll learn something. Maybe I'll learn something important about the characters and setting. One of the big things that blew up today that I noticed for the first time today is that one of the guys that has been hanging out on the top of the science fiction charts, a guy named Manak Dhar. He worked his way up the charts. He's been doing pretty well. He's been number one on the science fiction chart for a while with one of his books. And he's one of these guys that's got just a pot full of 4- and 5-star reviews. Just a massive number of reviews. And Amazon busted him for sock puppetry. I think his books are probably going to be taken down, I'm not sure. But the net is that he's been manipulating the reviews process by creating accounts by some estimates, dozens if not hundreds of false accounts or duplicate accounts. It's easy enough to do with a Gmail address. And posting reviews on his own books. Well, you know, boy, that's one or two, but a couple of hundred reviews? It's kind of problematic. And it always struck me odd because, here I go again, but And I read a sample of one of his books that was getting really a lot of 5-star reviews. And I got a sample of it because I thought, well, hey, you know, a new author, somebody different. Let me see what it's like. And I couldn't read it. It was, it was okay. I couldn't get through the sample though. It was, it's a very short sample to begin with, and you know, we only got a couple hundred sentences in the sample. It means the book is only a couple thousand sentences long. And if you can't hook me in the sample, if you can't hook me in the first 10% and get me to read through 200 sentences, I'm not going to spend money to read 2,000. Now, by comparison, The Dig is a book that I read, and I enjoyed a great deal, in spite of the fact that a lot of people really don't like the book. It's like, I understand that. It's kind of a ditzy little book. The characters are totally unbelievable, but unbelievable in a sort of superhero kind of way. So it's amusing. It was a fun read, The Dig. I can't remember who wrote it, Jerry somebody, I think. The other one was, this one was Jerry. I think it was his name, Jerry something. The other one was Imhotep. Now, Imhotep was kind of a time travel novel, a la, sort of like, I don't know, Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court, except it was a modern contemporary man who went back to ancient Egypt with everything that he knows, along with his artist's journal and a backpack with some stuff in it. Cell phone, of course, with no signal, a few other things. So it was a very interesting, I thought it was a very interesting take. It was a very interesting retelling of this basic conceit of Connecticut Yankee and King Arthur's Court. I don't know how well researched it was. I have no idea if what he wrote in the book had any kind of historical backing or significance or whatever. But what I found interesting was that he created a really compelling story and did a really good job in terms of hooking me in getting me engaged to the point where, you know, I didn't really worry too much about how the portal through the pyramid actually moved him. He asked me to accept that early on by presenting it to me as fait accompli, and I went along with the conceit after that. And it worked really well. I mean, he was confused by a lot of it. He eventually learned enough ancient Egyptian. He knew a little modern Egyptian. So it was a very interesting read. It was a very good book. For me, I enjoyed it a great deal. I don't know if it was a very good book, but that's probably not a good way to put it. But I enjoyed it a great deal. I'll tell you what I have read lately is the new book coming out by Mary Gentle called Black Opera. It's an alternate history, sort of. Fascinating look at opera, at music, and the life of people in Naples in, 1860, something like that. It was a long book, 225,000 words. So it's going to be a doorstop when it comes out. And who's putting it out? I want to say Nightshade Books is putting it out. It's publishing it. This is the latest in a line of books that Nightshade has sent my way for blurbage. A couple of them I've had to turn back and say, no, sorry. not my cup of tea. But they keep me on the list and they keep sending me new products. The one that I really enjoyed the most was, and I don't know what the final title is, but it was like June Carver of Mars or Jane Carver of Mars. It was a very much a Barsoomian kind of tale with the lead character being June Carver instead of John Carter. And it was very well done. It was a great deal of fun. It was fun to read, I think in part because I am a fan of the old Barzoom stories, of the John Carter stories. And I did read all the John Norman of Gore stories. There was some nods to that world as well, which I found to be quite interestingly Easter eggish. So that was kind of fun. It was a great read, and I blurbed that one too. Gave that one a really good blurb. The Merry Gentle book is I gave it a good blurb. They didn't give me much time to get through it before they needed the blurb. They had like 3 days to read a 225,000 word book, and I got about a third of the way into it and thought, okay, I can blurb it close enough because blurbs don't have to be quite accurate. In fact, I think somebody would be really surprised if they were. But it was enjoyable enough that I was able to write a meaningful and sincere blurb for it, even though I hadn't read the whole book. I have since gone ahead and finished it. It's still a good book, and I recommend it. Black Opera, Mary Gentle. It's intriguing. It's also long. And I thought it ended, I thought it was coming to the end about three different times, and it didn't actually end there. And I understand why. I also think that perhaps there were a couple of those storylines that might have been either trimmed, pruned, or otherwise made somewhat more dynamic. Now, there was part of it in the last quarter that dragged in places as they were working up to the final dramatic conclusion. And then the denouement after the climactic final battle was, I think, basically was setting up for the sequel, as it is undoubtedly, almost assuredly going to be a sequel. The book itself is very, very open-ended the way it ends. It closes off all of the plot lines, but leaves plenty of threads open for later development should it come to be. And the bad part was that it sort of ended like a zombie movie. Sort of ended up with a lot of, I'm not going to say. It sort of ended up strangely. I don't want to spoil it for anybody who might want to go ahead and read it. But there were some interesting ideas. The fact that a spell, an opera is a spell, a very powerful spell, but it only works because it entrances the audience, and the energy of the audience is what gives the spell its power. And the more energy the audience gives it, the more powerful it becomes. So that was kind of interesting. I thought it made it for an interesting magic system. It's the basic conceit of the whole book. It was quite attractive, quite enjoyable. And unfortunately, will probably be overpriced in ebook form when it finally hits the stands, but so it goes. Anyway, I'm out the back gate, and tomorrow is another day. I'll talk to you then.